Before we get into group therapy, got a text message from Lisa who said, Kelly is already feeling salty, so this chick is about to get sliced. I guess we'll find out.
But with love.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Sliced Audrey with love?
Yes, yes,
sliced with love. Sliced with love.
This is tough love. Audrey in quotes says, hey guys, I'm freaking out. Don't know what to do. My wedding is in less than 2 months and everything's planned, purchased, and ready. My fiance and I are constantly fighting. Mm. It's been that way since we got engaged. At first, we thought it was just typical pre-wedding fighting and arguments, nothing big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been a year now, and we realize it's just not going to work between us. Mm. He's moved out of our apartment.
Oh.
No one knows yet. We live in a different city than our friends and family, so it's kind of easy to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our stuff is non-refundable, especially my $8,000 dress.
Ah.
A lot of money's been spent on this wedding. So we're thinking of just going through with the wedding and divorcing after.
Okay.
We don't want to disappoint our parents by canceling and all this money we spent. I think we have to go through with the wedding. Is there any other option? I feel really guilty. Thank you.
Aw, don't lay into Audrey, Kelly.
I'm just saying.
She's feeling bad.
I think we would all agree that going through with the wedding is a bad idea because if it's a money thing, I feel like divorce is going to be more expensive, isn't it? I mean, I've never been divorced, but from what I hear, I've never heard of anyone saying, well, that was a cheap divorce.
That was a cheap divorce. Well, I mean, I guess the only thing I'm thinking is they haven't really built any assets together. So if they do get divorced, it's probably just more on paper and... You know, I don't even know if you have to get lawyers involved or not, if it's just kind of an amicable split. I don't know.
Sell the dress on Facebook Marketplace. There's a lot of wedding groups.
Facebook Marketplace.
I'm just saying. $8,000 dress. Oh, good Lord. That's pricey.
Natalie texted in and said, I mean, you could go through with the wedding, just not file the paperwork. But what will that do, though?
Yeah, and then you tell everyone, well, we were never legally married, so thanks for coming to our party,
So,
it was our breakup party, turns out.
I mean, you're still going to have to address the elephant in the room, and that's you don't want to be married to this person. I mean,
Justin said I would go the annulment route, but yeah, don't get married. Well, then they wouldn't need to be annulled if they don't get married.
Right. Or you could stage something fantastic for the guests.
What does that mean? Like a big announcement? Surprise! We're breaking up. Thanks for coming to our breakup party.
No. Have one of your besties bust into the church as the preacher is saying, if anyone objects, speak now or forever hold your peace.
And what's the objection going to be about?
They go, no! I love you! And they're like, oh my gosh. And then the husband-to-be could feign disgust and go, oh my gosh, so it's true. And I can't live like this.
What? We're staging like someone's cheating? And that's why they can't get married?
All right. Well,
we don't want to paint one of them as a cheater.
I don't want to. No,
what is the matter with you?
No. No, but I'm thinking like a love unrecognized, not necessarily cheating, but a love unrecognized.
Well, Megan's rolling in too. She's of the mindset they could not have an actual officiant or go get a license. That way they still look like they got married to everyone, but then don't have to pay for a divorce.
There you go. Hire me. I'm not an officiant.
Play it out however they want later on to family and friends, but don't do anything to where they have to pay for a divorce later on.
Now,
I am really shocked that more people are rolling in saying, go ahead and get married. Just don't have it be legal.
So here's another suggestion from a listener who is saying, look, if everything's non-refundable, why don't you spend the next month and a half in couples therapy and just try to work it out? At some point, very recently, you were in love.
Yeah.
And were ready to spend your life together. So
yes.
Isn't it worth putting a little more effort into trying to save it?
That is true. I don't think they've tried the counseling route.
Interesting.
I mean, that way, at least they know they gave it their all.
Okay,
and
well,
they
this
tried everything to stay together.
This isn't nearly as one-sided as maybe you thought.
I thought it was going to be 100% like, don't get married if you know that you're not right for each other and he's moved out.
All right,
everyone's just like, go ahead, get married. Just don't have it be legal. And then just tell everybody, we broke up.
502-795-1997 is our number. Do you have any stories of when did you call off the wedding? Why?
I'll tell you this. I did know one of my girlfriends knew when she was walking down the aisle.
That she was going to get a divorce.
She did not want to get married. And she knew that she was going to end up, but she just, at that time in her life, wanted to be married.
Right.
So he fit the bill. And then they ended up getting divorced, I think, 7 years later.
Lasted 7 years. Yeah. 502-795-1997. Going to take your stories on the way. Group therapy. Interesting one from Audrey. She knows that she and her fiance are doomed. They've split up. None of her family knows this. The wedding's in a couple months. She's like feeling a ton of guilt, like thinking maybe I need to just go through with the wedding and then break up afterwards because everything is already bought and paid for.
Yeah, she's got an $8,000 dress. He's moved out of the apartment. It seems like they're just done. But Kimberly says, I just can't see how they could pretend to be happy through the whole wedding knowing it's fake.
Yeah.
If they're always fighting, I would think the guests are bound to catch on. Literally all eyes are going to be on them the whole time.
Someone else commented about, could you imagine having fake wedding pictures?
Yes.
Like you're going to get the wedding pictures, but everybody's going to know, and especially you, that they're fake.
Exactly. Yes. Liz says, is there somebody else in the family that could take over the wedding? Because it doesn't make any sense to play off a
marry
wedding
someone else.
You're going to be doing pictures and you're not going to be happy in any of this stuff. Hard to fake that entire day. So anybody else planning on getting married in the family, you could just pass off all their stuff and say, here, go ahead, take our venue, take our food, take all the things. Take our photographer.
That is a tall ask, that's for sure. Any stories about why you called off the wedding? I got one from Hannah. A friend decided a week before the wedding that she really did not want to get married, but had been swept along by the planning.
Yep.
Very similar.
Yep.
As everything was booked and paid for, the party went ahead.
What?
Both sides were there, including the not bride and groom. One of the best wedding parties I've attended. Both are now married to other people, but remain good friends years later.
So they just had a party and that's it?
That is crazy.
Wow. I mean, I guess that's one way to do it and just tell everybody don't bring gifts.
Yeah. Tina said, I was invited to a wedding that got called off because it was discovered that the groom-to-be was married already and was living a double life.
Okay, then.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Andrew says convert the wedding to an amicable breakup party. Okay.
Yeah. When did you call off the wedding? James said, I was going to get married, and 2 weeks before the wedding, I called her up and told her that not going to happen because I'm actually gay. I was just going through the motions because my family is pretty religious, and I knew I was gay since I was 12.
Well, that's a cut and dry situation.
Yeah, very cut and dry.
Yeah,
so,
but this is other people tossed out, have they tried marriage counseling? Like that way, just to make sure there is absolutely no way to salvage this, because at some point, you were ready to spend your lives together.
Yeah.
It just got rocky in the last year.
Uh-huh.
So are you absolutely sure there's no way to save it?
Gina said, I worked for a bakery that was doing a cake for a very expensive wedding, and the bride called it off about a day before due to trust issues. We heard the entire story from the mother-in-law.
Ooh.
It was actually quite complicated. The bride found out the groom cheated on his bachelor party. Then they made up. And then she changed her mind at the last minute.
Oh, gosh.
The wedding was pretty much paid for. The mother-in-law complained when we didn't offer any refund.
Well, she needs to talk to her son about that.
Right, exactly. Don't get mad at the baker.
Decisions on the bachelor
Right. Don't get mad at the baker. How about you get mad at your son for not being able to keep it in his pants in his bachelor party?
Absolutely. No, but I think that's a thing. All right, so Are we going to land on have an amicable breakup party? Just don't take pictures?
I like the idea of trying to do some marriage counseling before the thing. Now, I don't want to necessarily force him into a situation that they know is going to be a failed situation.
Yeah, but, like, well, he's moved out. If they are absolutely sure there is no way of saving this, then Okay. But I agree. I would try the counseling just so that you know you did everything you could.
Right. And then I still like the idea that you said up front. Tell people, don't come. We're breaking up.
Yes. And she was worried about the $8,000 dress that she can't return. Well, keep it.
Keep it,
At some point, hopefully you'll get married.
Last story from Tabitha. When did you call off the wedding? A friend of mine had 5 canceled weddings.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. What?
First
5
one.
Canceled weddings?
Yep. First one, due to cheating. They broke up. Second and third, due to the guy claiming he was scared, overwhelmed, not ready. Weeks before, they limped along for a bit. Despite her being heartbroken, they eventually broke up too.
Oh my gosh.
The third and fourth were due to COVID. Fifth finally went ahead in 2022. She's had 4 engagement rings, 3 wedding dresses, only married once.
Wow. I bet that wedding was off the charts fun, because she finally took her a long time to get there.
Yeah.
Dang.
All right. Well, hey, I think, you know, you've got a lot of stuff to think about. I mean, Chrissy even throws out, hey, maybe there are grandparents that are celebrating a big anniversary this year. You can celebrate that marriage instead.
You know, there are a couple of avenues we could look at. But yeah, if counseling's just not, you know, counseling's not going to work. All right.
I think you got to rip the Band-Aid off. I don't think you go through the party. I think
you eat the
money, you save the dress, you eat the money, and you just tell people not to come.
Yeah, unless there is somebody else in the family that it could be transferred to where you could have some sort of big family celebration there. But other than that, don't go through with the wedding if you know the marriage is not going to work.
All right. Good luck. Good luck, good luck. It's not a great situation that you're in, but...
Yeah, I feel bad for you. Hopefully you can find some peace and some happiness.
Yeah. Thank you for reaching out. Keep us posted. That is group therapy.